It's good to be here. One day in the house of the Lord is better than 10,000 years somewhere else. Hallelujah. I want to share this little testimony with you. I've been struggling at work of getting Sundays off. And I've been praying about it, asking the Lord, you want me to serve you. How come I can serve you without coming to church on Sunday? And I've been praying. And every time I speak to my boss and say, can you give me at least every other Sunday off so I can come to church? And she told me that, no, that will never happen. But I keep praying. And the Lord is telling me that you can have every Sunday off. Not even every other Sunday, but you can have every Sunday off. And I keep praying, and one day I met a guy in my work. And he's not Christian even. And he asked me this question, how come you work on Sunday? You are a Christian, yes? I said, yes, I'm a Christian. And how come you work on Sunday? I said, I tried to get my Sunday off. I never got it. My boss is trying to give me a hard time. And he told me this. Just go talk to your pastor. Tell him to write a letter to the office. And by the grace of God, I came to talk to Pastor Dan. And he wrote a letter. And I gave them that letter. By the grace of God, I have every Sunday off. With the Lord, nothing shall be impossible. Amen. Just come to Him, tell Him from the bottom of your heart what is your desire, and He will give it to you. Amen. Amen. I've been praying during the week and asking the Lord what He wants me to share today. And He put on my heart a little message that would encourage someone today. The message is titled, The Spoken Word of God. The Spoken Word of God. Amen. Bible tells us that the whole world was framed by the Word of God. Speaking about creation, in Genesis chapter 1, Bible declared that and God said,
amen.
And there was God spoken the whole world into existence. He said, there's a light, and there was light. Amen.
Amen.
So, as Christian believers of Jesus Christ, we have the same words in our mouth because God put it there. Amen. Let's open our Bible to the book of the Gospel of Luke, chapter 8. Luke chapter 8. I'm reading from verse 22 to 24. The title of this passage said, Jesus calms the storm. One day, Jesus said to his disciples, let's go over to the other side of the lake. So they got into a boat and set out. As they sailed, he fell asleep. A squall came down on the lake so that the boat was being swamped, and they were in great danger. The disciples went and woke him up, saying, "Master, Master, we are going drown." He got up and rebuked the wind and the raging waters. The storm subsided, and all was calm. Where is your faith? He asked the disciples. In fear and amazement, they asked one another, "Who is this?" He calmed even the winds and the waters, and they obeyed him.
Amen.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I thank you for your word. I thank you for your faithfulness. I thank you that you promise that you will watch over your word to perform it. Lord, we give you all the glory, the honor, the praise, and the thanksgiving. Amen. After reading this passage, I find out that there is a fearful spirit at work among the disciples. We believers, no matter how often God answers our prayers, no matter how often God blesses us, we still get into fear sometimes. Every time we face crisis, especially the one we never faced before, we fall into fear. My question to all of you today is, who told the disciples to get into the boat? Jesus, right? Okay. Who told you to give your life to Jesus and be born again? Jesus, right? Who asked you to bring your whole tithe in my storehouse, that there may be food in my house? Jesus, right? And we did that by faith, I believe. You know, without faith, we cannot please God, right? We bring our tithe, we give our life to Jesus because we have faith in Him.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
Faith does not exempt you from life storms.
Amen.
Faith does not exempt you from problems. But when you are in the will of God, no storm, no matter how severe it is, will take you down.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Jesus knew the storm was coming before he told the disciples to get into the boats. So, why did he expose them to that problem? I believe it's because he was equipping them for the future, for the day when he no longer be around and they will face persecutions, imprisonments, even death. So, brothers and sisters, the word of God for all of us today is, do not be afraid, for the Lord is with us.
Amen.
We will go to make it to the other side. Amen. Let's read from the book of Isaiah, chapter 43. The title of this passage says, Israel only Savior. I'm reading. But now, This is what the Lord says. He who created you, O Jacob, he who formed you, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flame will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God. Amen. In Luke chapter 8, what we just read, it states, when Jesus woke up, he rebuked the wind and the raging waves. I believe, as born again Christian, you have been given the same power to change situations, because the word of God is in our mouth. We are going to read now in Jeremiah chapter 1. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4 to 10. God said, before I formed you in the womb, I, God, knew you. Before you were born, I, God, set you apart. I appoint you as prophets to the nations. Verse 9 said, then the Lord reached out his hand, touched my mouth, and said to me, now I have put my word in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. Amen.
Amen.
We find out here that the word of God has power to uproot every negative situation in our life. The word of God has power to tear down. It has power to destroy. It has power to overthrow. Amen. I did a little research about the word prophet. What I found is the word prophet came from a Greek word, prophemi, prophemi, which means tell before. Amen. Pro means before, and phemi means to tell. Now, the Greek word that is translated as prophet is naubi, naubee, which means an inspired speaker. The key to knowing that a prophet is of God or not is to recognize that what spirits the prophet is inspired by. Deuteronomy 18, verse 18 says, I will raise up for them a prophet like you from among their brothers. I will put my word in his mouth, and he will tell them everything I command him. Amen. So, brothers and sisters, you knew this before me, but I am telling you again that you are all a prophet of God. All of you. If you give your life to Jesus Christ, you are a prophet of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, the record shows that when people have mountains in their life, They talk about that mountain. But the scriptures instruct us to talk to the problem, to talk to the mountain. What do we tell to the problem or the mountain? Not our will, but the will of God. Amen. Speaking the word of God is absolutely necessary in conquering our mountains. Amen. But one thing is very important. It's obedience. A person, if a person thinks he can live a disobedience and speak the word of God to his mountain and get the result, he will be sadly disappointed. Let's read from the book of Mark 11, verse 22 to 26. Mark chapter 11, verse 22 to 26, it's written, "Have faith in God." Jesus answered them, "I tell you the truth. If anyone says to this mountain, 'Go, throw yourself into the sea,' and does not doubt in his heart, but believe that what he says will happen, it will be done for him. Therefore, I tell you the truth, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you have received it, and it will be yours. And when you stand praying, if you hold anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven may forgive you your sins." What I like from this is, when you pray, believe that you receive it and you will have it. It didn't say receive it and believe it. Speaking the word of God in prayer, we must believe that the word of God is true and God is his word. And when you speak it, you pray with the word of God, believe it, thanking him every day. Even though you don't see with your physical eyes, it doesn't mean that it doesn't exist. Your result is there. By speaking it out every day in prayer, thanking God for that, worrying with the word of God, eventually God will make it happen. Amen. We must consider Mark 11, verse 22-26 as whole. Jesus said in verse 22, to constantly have faith in God. Constantly have faith in God. Amen. Verse 23 says, in verse 23 he said, he talked about releasing faith by speaking through the mountain. A lot of people, when they have problems, they will go around telling people, "Oh, do you know the new one? I have this problem. But speaking of problem, it will stay there. A pastor said one day, if you praise God, if you complain about your problem, you will remain in the problem. But if you praise God in your problem, God will raise you out of the problem. Amen. So, we ought to speak to the mountain. Praise, even though the situation is difficult, we don't see the way out. It doesn't mean that there's no way out. We know that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. Jesus is the way out of every negative situation. Amen. We continue in verse 24. Jesus spoke of prayer and the importance of praying believing prayers. Believing prayers. Verse 25 says, He gave command to forgive. Amen. Verse 26 says, He stated plainly, If you do not forgive, neither will your Father in heaven forgive you of your failings and shortcomings. There is no power in speaking the word of God to a mountain if your heart is full of unforgiveness. So, we are to ask God to help us understand the causes of the word so that we can live a balanced and victorious life as believers. Amen. I pull up an article and I want to share with you. Joel chapter 3 verse 10 say, let the weak say I am strong. The guy is weak, very weak, and God say I am strong. God didn't tell him to say what is his condition. But he tells him to say what he desires. No one here can be weak and do something for God. I believe that. Right? Let the weak say, I am strong. Let the poor say, I am rich. You are poor. Yes, God knows that you are poor. But he says, say, you are rich. Why? Because by speaking the word of God, it will bring the results that you desire. Amen. The article said, there are moments in our walk with God that we do feel weak. We feel inadequate, but here God is calling us to speak His word over our lives, to, as the Bible says, but you, dear friend, build yourself up in your most holy faith and pray in the Holy Spirit. Also, the Bible says in Hosea 14, verse 2, take my word with you. Let the seed of God's word grow within you. The Bible says in Acts 19:20, so mightily grew the word of God and prevailed. Let the word of God grow inside of you. Water it every day in prayer. Spend time with God with His word. Let the word of God become in you an overcoming force. Let it prevail and win over everything. At first, the seed of God's word might seem so small, while the mountain that stands against you roar at you. You will never get healed. You can't overcome. Then, as that seed of God's word grows, it becomes bigger and bigger than all. Amen. Keep saying in faith, I am strong in the Lord and in the power of His might.
Amen.
Week by week, day by day, that mountain will get smaller and smaller as the word of God in you grow bigger and bigger.
Amen.
That it will overcome. It will prevail. The word of God will roar mightily at your mountain. By the stripes of Jesus, I am healed. I am overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Let the weak say, I am strong. It goes against human logic to say that statement from God. But let us think outside the human box and see things at a different level. The level of heaven, the God kind of level in faith. We take His word, we let them grow and build ourselves up in Him. My friend, let us say with such a strong boldness and confidence, we are strong in Him always.
Amen.
We are strong in Him always.
Amen.
Even though we feel weak, we go to God and do as the Bible says in Isaiah 43:26. Put me in remembrance. Lord, your word says, let the weak say, I am strong. Let your word strengthen us today and build up us in you. Thank you, the Lord.
Yes.
Amazing, right?
Yes.
The word of God.
Yes.
Bible declares that it is possible for everything to pass away, but my word will remain forever. We only have the word of God. Situations arose everywhere, every day. If you listen to the news, things are happening. Last night, Obido was telling us a story we never hear before, that somebody from Togo, he was getting married with a Canadian woman, and one day he woke up. I think there was violence going on in the house, and the wife left the house and got refuge with their neighbor. And the guy left his house, went to the neighbor house, killed the neighbor, his wife, and he brought his wife home, killed his wife, and killed himself. Things are going on, brothers and sisters. But if you are of God, God said that He will give His angels special charge over you. 1,000 may fall at your side, 10,000 may fall at your right hand. You will not be harmed. They will not harm you. Word of God. Speak to the situation. Tell Him the will of God. Brothers and sisters, Bible said that we have been bought by a precious price. The blood of Jesus was shed to buy us. How can we let the devil with his angel destroy us? The word of God is in our mouth. Speak the word of God to the situation. This is just the message that the Lord put in my heart to share with you. I'm going to pray. I know we still have time, but I'm going to pray. Pastor will continue. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your presence in our daily life. Your word said that you will never leave us, nor forsake us. You said that wherever we go, you will go and you will bring us back. You will never leave us until you have done what you have promised. Father, we take you at your word. We believe that, Father, your word will come to pass. We pray this morning that you help us to speak your word daily. We pray that, Father, you help us your word. You help your word be abide in our heart every day, Lord. Help us to spend time with you. And help us to apply your word in our daily life. In the name of Jesus, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.